Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a British Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Presented by the Winco Foods Portland Open, August 8th through 11th.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
You just gotta either commit to just doing it and doing all the guys.
You whore.
Where do you like it? I've always wanted to touch your taint. This is hard. It's all just hard. I should get paid for this. Enough of this spurious. What? I can't do that guy. So I have to be prepared for his big giant loads.
We miss you, Isaac Robb. We miss you. Get well. Wait, I don't think he's sick. I think he's just on vacation.
Yeah, this was a planned day off. I don't know where he is, but
no one ever does. You notice that, like, Rob never really tells you what he's doing.
Unless he's going somewhere amazing, He doesn't talk about it.
No, like, if I tell you, like, if I miss a day, I tell you, like, last Friday I was gone because I was doing the adoption thing for my daughter, right? It's like, or I'm going on vacation.
Although you didn't tell us that.
I did.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, I didn't tell you that?
No.
He prioritized who he told.
You didn't say it on the air. You were just like, I'm out on Friday. Sorry.
Oh, well, I posted a thing about it. I mean, my point is it was a known quantity where I was at. Or like last time I went on vacation, I was going back to Boston. You know where I'm at. With Rob, it just kind of comes out of the blue. Like Rob will just let you know like on a Wednesday. He's like, hey, by the way, not going to be here on Friday. You're like, where are you going? He's like, I just got stuff. Rob may lead a double life. And if someone here could lead a double life, it would be him. Like, a lot of people say it would be me. And no, I'm way too lazy, and I don't have the energy to put up with any of that.
Although someone leading a double life would deflect the blame onto somebody else.
Yeah.
Valid. It's a fair point.
It is a fair point. But it couldn't be you. You're not leading the double life. I know that for a fact.
No.
But they don't say, I'm telling you, Rob could do it. If Rob had, like, a second family, because he likes San Diego... If Rob was down in San Diego right now, like if it turned out that Rob had another job and like another family, like he was married to someone else, like down in San Diego, would anyone really be shocked?
No.
No.
He could just be in Vegas right now, too.
Sure. But that's what I say. Like if he was down in Vegas again with another family, no one would be surprised. He's a very secretive man. I've known him for like 17 years. I don't really know a whole lot about Isaac Robb.
So one of the first, I come in early and listen to you guys, mostly to kind of learn how to do things and then also to distract and talk to Lynch.
Terrible idea, but go ahead.
And one of the very first times I was here, you guys were talking about a locked room in his house or in his basement, and there's a lock on the door. You did the whole segment and he never talked about what was in there. I don't know very many people. I don't know anyone in my life who has a room in their house that is perma-locked. And they wouldn't tell you what was in the room.
No.
There's some secrets to the life of Rob.
Have you ever been to Rob's house, Lynch?
I have been to his house. I have not been in his house.
Why did you go to his
house? Well, we picked them up because him and his wife went wine tasting with us once. So we went and picked them up.
Yeah.
So I've been to his house, but I have not entered his
house. Yeah. I've been to his house once. That was to fix a toilet. I fixed Rob's toilet. That's the only time I've entered his home.
That's such a weird one time. Like, if you're going to one-off go to somebody's house, and you're not a plumber,
yeah,
saying like, hey, we're on the air together every day. I've been to your house once and it was to fix your toilet and then I left and I've never been back.
Pretty much.
How bad was that toilet, or has it just not come up again?
Well, Romp is the least handy person known to man.
Like, I think I might have that.
You are going to challenge Rob?
I think I'm worse than all of you. I don't know how to use basic tools.
I have no skills at all. Although I was very proud when I figured out how to fix our kitchen sink that was broken.
Yeah.
I did that myself and I was very proud. I just opened it up and I tried screwing some stuff with a little tighter and I flipped something around in there and it worked and it was great. I have no skills in that realm at all.
You can't use a wrench.
Chantel puts like the baby crib together and everything together. I'm totally hands off.
Really?
Totally. Completely.
You can't use like an Allen wrench? You don't even know what an Allen wrench is.
I have
is,
no idea what an Allen wrench is.
I can use an Allen
None.
Wrench.
I have no idea. You could show me three wrenches.
Yeah.
And one, you could show me two wrenches and one non-wrench.
Like, you know, like when you buy like an IKEA piece of furniture?
He's not going to know.
What's an IKEA? No, I'm just kidding.
So your wife does all that, huh?
All of it. She's very handy.
And she'll likes put together. To do it?
Yes, she likes to. Well, she tells me she likes to do it. It could be secretly she just like is fuming. Like, why did I not marry someone who knows how to do
it? It's the
any
same thing
stuff.
In my household, guys. We have a very good system. Now I can help if I need to, but she goes, I'm way better at building than you, but I'm really terrible at following instructions. You're way better at directing me using the instructions. So I'm instruction booklet man, and I help her figure out how to build things.
Good for you guys for throwing like the whole gender role, like you flip it in reverse. Like some people are going to mock and shame you, and you probably should be mocked and shamed. But at the same point, it shows that you are mature men, comfortable in your own masculinity, that you can let your woman, take over the manly duties of the house. Does she like kill spiders and stuff, or is that
no,
still...
I handle the killing of the spiders or the shooing away of the snakes. I handle all that. Yeah. But she also works at a store. And I work from home, so I have the baby every day, too. So I work, so I'm
you're
not
like,
totally a stay-at-home
like
dad.
Mom.
But I'm like the op... Yeah, we kind of flip the gender roles in our house.
Interesting. Yeah, Romp is not handy at all. This was years and years and years ago. He was complaining that his toilet, like the... it wouldn't flush. Like, the handle was broken. I'm like, dude, that's like a real easy fix, man. It's like... It's probably just like the chain has come off or you need to tighten something. Or I'm like, you can buy just a... And he's like, well, I don't know. He's going to call a plumber. I'm like, you don't have to call a plumber. I'm like I can fix that. He's like, you serious? I'm like, yeah. Because I am not, like, super handy, right? Like, there are some people that are, like, full-on Tim Taylor, jack of all trades. No. I've got, like, C to C plus when it comes to handiness. If it involves basic... I don't know, just to the best, just like average sort of handyman stuff, sure. If it's any sort of detailed work or you're dealing with electricity or, if you're having to re-plumb something, it's no good, right? I can do very basic things, but I can fix a toilet.
Is re-plumb a word?
Yeah.
You can re-plumb something?
Well, like if your kitchen sink wasn't, there was a leaky pipe or something, right? It's easy for me to look at that and say, okay, well, we'll just go. I can go and buy, take a photo of it, buy the new fittings, and then go in and replace it. Like if you gave me
that's pretty good.
If you gave me a blank slate and said, hey, you need to put in a sink and a pipe, I couldn't do it off of memory, but I've done enough of that where if you show me what it is, or if I, watched a YouTube video of it, that I can do. But if you asked me to like run a new, run a line through a wall or something and patch the drywall, no, I can't do anything. I said like basic elementary sort of things. But like I told Rob, I was like, dude, you don't need to call a plumber. I'll come over. So I went over one day and I fixed his toilet in about 5 minutes. And Rob was like, oh, that was great. And I think I replaced his fridge filter while he was at it. He was like, hey, do you know anything about fridge filters? I'm like, yeah, you just replace it. He goes, I don't know where mine is. I remember opening up the fridge and taking me like 30 seconds to look for it. And I'm like,
usually in the top right corner in the back, you just unscrew it and put a new one in.
So he took it out and I was like, yeah, you need a new one. He's like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, just put it in right there.
I don't think you quite understand how proud I was when I fixed the sink. So what had happened was the handle somehow got loose. And when we tried to turn the water off, it wouldn't turn off unless you pressed really hard on it straight. So we opened the whole thing up. And for maybe an hour, we were trying to fix it, and we couldn't figure out where all the little parts, and something broke, so we were trying to kind of MacGyver it a little bit, too. And the one morning I was so frustrated by it and I was alone because my wife was at work. I'm like, I'm going to effing fix this thing. And I opened it up and I messed with it for maybe like 20 minutes. And I realized the issue that we had. I put it back on. I turned it on. It worked perfectly fine. And I literally stood there alone in the house like, yes, I did something helpful. I was so proud of myself.
It's also a skill to know that you're over your skis. And that's another one that if you're like you and you're not handy at all, right? It's actually not a bad thing because you know when something goes wrong, just call someone, right? I need help. This is out of my scope. If you've got a little bit of a basic understanding on how to fix something, which is me, I can get myself in trouble because what will happen is I'll look at something and I'll be like, well, I can fix that. And then the worst part is you can watch a YouTube video and you're like, yeah, that seems simple enough. That's what I thought. All right, let's go ahead and do this. And 50% of the time that happens, I can fix it. But then 50% of the time it goes way wrong. I had a leaky stem valve in my shower. And I was like, oh, I can fix that, right? I just have to replace a cartridge, no big deal. Looked it up on YouTube and was like, oh, I got this. Yeah, broke the whole thing off, had to call a plumber, and the plumber literally showed up and was like, try to do it yourself, huh? I'm like, yep. He's like, YouTube? I'm like, yep. He goes, yeah, don't do that. Had to take apart, like had to go into my closet, like cut a hole in the back of it to get in the back. Turned into a whole thing. Turned into like a $400 or $500 job for replacing what should have been like a $25 part. That was me. All because I looked at it and was like, huh, that doesn't seem that bad. So I've learned over the years that if I think I can do it, but I'm not certain, I call in the help. It's only the stuff I look at and I'm like, yeah, I can't destroy that any worse than it already is.
So the good news is I'll never be that guy. The bad news is I'm also the guy who I know about the chain in the toilet.
Yeah.
The bad news is like my garage door doesn't open. It just needs to be reset. I'll call someone to fix it because I can't.
And then there's the shame of the guy walks in and is like, dude, you
press the button.
And that's happened to me multiple times. Yeah.
Like I've done that with a buddy of mine on the garbage disposal. He's like, my garbage disposal doesn't work. He's like, it's been out for like a week. I got to get a new one. I'm like, have you hit the reset button? He's like, what? Lynch is staring at me. You didn't know your disposal has one,
there's
right?
There's a reset button?
Yeah. He was just looking at me. I'm like, yeah, if you go underneath your garbage disposal, there's a little red button. I'm like, just hold that down. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And he did it, and then I could hear it on the phone. I could hear the disposal start back up, and he's like, son of a. I'm like, yeah, it's been about a week, right? You're going to call a plumber? He's like, yeah. And he just, all I could think about was how bad that plumber was going to make fun of him. I'm like, yeah.
Is that something that is regularly known that there's a button on the bottom of a garbage disposal?
If you've never, I guess if you've never dealt with a garbage disposal.
I mean, I've always had one, but I've never went underneath and looked at the bottom of it.
Yeah. If you go to flip the switch and there's like no juice to it at all, like it's not trying or whatever, red button it. Helps.
All right.
See? Basic knowledge.
Now I know who to text whenever I have some random thing wrong in the house.
Basic, and I'll tell you right off the bat, if you text me something, a lot of times it'll be like, you know what? Out of my scope. Call someone. All right, we come back. I've got carpool news. Tupac Shakur getting someone fired. The most diehard Eagle fan and really disturbing German Shepherd drug news. So suddenly a lot to get to. Club 1080 when we come back.
On the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
So we were talking about just kind of general handiness and that you, Lynch, and Rob, both, or all three of you, like no handyman skills whatsoever. And like I said, I'm a C+ at best. I do think that the generations coming from behind, I think we're getting less and less skilled in those areas. I don't know many young people that are, that are into that sort of thing. I just think it's a generational thing. Cause like, if you go back, like most of the stuff I learned from my dad. My dad was always like, oh, I'll tinker around with that. And if you watch someone do something, like I have no training or anything like that. Mine is just if you watch someone do something and you help someone do something, then the next time it pops up, you're like, oh, maybe I can give that a whirl. It's like if I do hire someone to come over to my house, I always like to watch. I was like, hey, I'm not trying to like be like a...
You're just that creepy guy leering behind them as they work.
But I always tell them. I'm always like, I'm not like supervising or anything. I'm like, I'm just intrigued on how you do this. And if you don't mind asking questions, because my thing is like, I'm a, what do we call it? Like I forget what the learning style is, but I learn by doing something, right? If I can do something, if I can see it done, if I can do it, then I feel like I can take a crack at it on my own. So I always try to watch that. But I think most people just grow up never attempting that, right? And if you never attempt it, like you said with the garbage disposal reset button, you're like, there's a reset button? I'm like, yeah. But if you've never installed the garbage disposal, if you've never like been around, why would you know that?
Well, and my dad wasn't handy either, so I didn't learn anything from my family.
Yeah.
They just hired people when things were broken, and that was it. So that's all I knew.
And I think that's a lot of things. Plus, stuff's becoming so electronic now, you can't work on it. It's like cars. Right back, my first car, I had a Ford Bronco, and you could actually work on it, right? You could get a manual. That's how old I am. I didn't even have YouTube, but you could get like a manual and you could actually work on it. If you open the hood of my truck now or your guys' car, you have any idea what the hell is going on in there? A lot of the cars now have like a big plate over the engine. You can't even get to the engine. It's like, we don't want you working on this. Everything's electronic or like a diagnostic thing. You plug in and it tells you what's wrong. Like, cars are not meant to be worked on anymore unless you have specific training for it.
This is the best news I've heard in a long time, because now I have an out. You know what? You know what, honey? We shouldn't even open the hood. And the reason is we could really mess something up. Do you know they have things you can plug in and it tells you diagnostically what's wrong with your car? Let's just go that route. This is great news.
That is 100% true.
Great. Like, I will be using it.
There is, cars are not meant now. Everything is so electronic. Cars are not meant to be worked on by individuals at your home. Like, that is not something that the average person is going to be able to open up and be like, oh yeah, I got this. No. But if you've got like an older car, I think that's why some people like classic cars, is you can actually take them out and you can work on them. Like the engines and the components there, it's not electrical engineering. Whereas now we're just moving away from that. It's a generational thing.
To your point on both older vehicles and being shown something, now I'm going to blank on what it's called. What are the the trailers that are all aluminum and they're silver?
Oh, the, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. It's, God, why can't I think of it? Is it the Streamline or what are those?
Airstream.
Airstream.
So I have a brother-in-law who got one, and an old beat up one. And he was like, let's restore it. And I had just gotten out of college. I couldn't get a journalism job. So we spent a summer and he kind of taught me how to do each thing. And then he'd go to work and I'd like work on stuff. And I was able to, by the end, it was a really nice Airstream. Sure. It looked like, and he knew, I mean, it was a piece of crap when he first got it. And now it's like beautiful. And we worked on it together and it was like, wow, I can do this. And all it was, and I had no, I literally have no skill. He would say, like, take this tool, do this, I'll be back in 6 hours. And there was enough work that needed to be done that I would do it, and I could. So I'm not foolish, I'm just ignorant. Yeah. I don't know how to do things.
But I think that's the vast majority of people. So you say you both that you're not handy, but I would say that it's not that you're not handy, it's just it's ignorant. You're not dumb, you're ignorant. Because you've never had a chance to do it. You've never had a chance to learn it. But Mike fixed his sink. And I guarantee when something like that happened again, you'd feel more confident to do it.
Well, it did happen because the ice machine in our freezer stopped working. And there was nothing actually broken with it. It was just the freezer temperature was too low and the ice was getting stuck over frozen in it. And I just went in there and chipped it out and then put the temperature down too, and it fixed it. So I was confident. I would have been like, I don't know what to do. We need to have I need to have ice, right? I don't want to go buy it every time since we have this in our fridge. So I figured it out. It did make me more confident.
This guy says electrician rate, minimum $70 an hour. If you watch me, $100 an hour. If you help me, $150. Correcting your mistakes, $250 an hour.
That's probably true too.
But I at least I try to be respectful and be like, hey, do you mind? And I always say, do you mind if I just watch because I'm interested in what you're doing? And a lot of times you can look at it and be like, oh, well, that's what you're doing. I feel like if you're a kid, everyone should take like a 6 month sabbatical, like by the time you graduate like college and high school, and you should just spend a week or two going around and watching different trades. Because a lot of my stuff is like when I was in college, I worked for one summer, I worked as a roofer, right? I had no idea what I was doing, but I worked as a roofer. And then I helped a cousin of mine put his roof on. And from that, I learned some basic construction skills. And then part of that, I did some framing as well. So I was like, all right, I learned a little bit about that. And then I bought an old crappy home and we spent a lot of time redoing that. And some of the stuff was really poorly done. Like whoever bought that house after me, I'm sorry. Like you could tell that it was a do-it-yourself home and like it was pretty janky. But through that, like I said, I redid a sink, I did some plumbing, I laid some flooring, and it wasn't very good, but at least I learned kind of the basic premise. And more people should do that. If you just, and instead of just immediately saying, oh, I want nothing to do with it, if someone, if you've got a buddy, if you've got a friend, if your dad, if someone you know is doing a project, just ask if you can tag along. Because if I could go back and do my life over again, one of the things that I would do is I would take, in high school and college, I would take nothing but like technical classes. I wish I could go back and like, why the hell was I taking some of the stupid courses that I did? I would take wood shop, I would take metalworking, I would take like engine repair. That's all I would do. Even if I never had a career in any of it, how much better would it be if you had some freaking idea of what you were doing when it came to that sort of stuff?
See, and this supports my theory that algebra should be the limit of when kids in high school have to take math. If you want to go into sciences or something, you can still take math all the way up. But at that point, if you're not going to do that, then you need to take life skills. And it's 3 years of life skills. And it's like paying a bill online, doing basic stuff, because we don't necessarily prep kids for that type of thing. They don't know how to do
stuff. My daughter's 22 and I'm trying to teach her to adult. And little things like renewing car tags or, you know.
That hit home because that's me.
Yeah, renewing car tags or, you know, car insurance or just basic, you know, doing your.
To do when you get in an accident. Yeah. There are a lot of people who don't know.
Yeah, I helped my daughter. In fact, that happened this year. I helped her with her first accident. I helped her do her taxes for the first time this year. So there's a lot of that little stuff that when she comes to me now, I'm always like, really? And then I realize, why would you ever have to know any of this when you were younger? So now I'm trying to do it better with my son, who's 17. I'm trying to get him a little bit of an early start. Because as a parent, you take it for granted. You're like, oh, I just do all that stuff for my kids, as opposed to saying, hey, come here while I do this. So now, like, when I'm doing my taxes, I tell my son, hey, come over here and let's show you what we're doing here. Or if I'm replacing something in the house, hey, come here and let's watch this. And I just think that there's less and less of that, especially if you're the adult in the house isn't doing any of that. If the adult in the house is like, oh, we'll just call someone, then there really is no opportunity. And I do think that we're just raising a generation, which is in some ways probably good for skilled workers. Right, a lot of those skilled work, like the professions, don't have enough people to fill them. I mean, some of those are really,
and they're paying well because of it too.
Yeah, they're paying real, real well. All right, we come back. We'll actually get to some stuff. Again, I got Tupac Shakur news, Hearst, Carpool Lane, and again the German Shepherd story. Which Club 1080 when we come back. And power! All right, one more segment here before we get John on the horn. He's live. I think we're going to be able to track him down. He said he's going to be live from Cooperstown.
He said he would be available to call, so he will either be in Cooperstown or back in Syracuse, which is where he's staying.
How far away is Cooperstown from Syracuse?
I want to say maybe an hour and a half.
Really? He's staying in Syracuse?
Yeah, well, there's no hotels in Cooperstown, which is a very, very small town. So the biggest cities nearby are probably Binghamton, Syracuse, and Albany. So,
and I'm guessing they probably all just get slammed for Hall of Fame weekend.
Exactly.
Huh. I've never been to Cooperstown. Did you go when you were at Syracuse?
I did not go when I was at Syracuse, but I lived close enough where I grew up. It was probably about an hour drive from my house, too. I've been once or twice, yeah. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. My traveling team in my town that I was not a part of for Little League Baseball would play at Cooperstown every year. They'd go up and play a game there.
All right, a couple stories here that we'll get to. I do want to share this because it's disturbing, but it needs to be shared. There's a man by the name of Montgomery Hayes, and he's from Tennessee. He goes by the nickname Pee-wee. He's 18. He lives in Hardin County, Tennessee. And I've never heard of this before, but he... no other way to put this. He was arrested for having relations with a German Shepherd.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That was going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he was arrested, he told investigators this was his excuse, that his meds are not strong enough to stop him from doing such acts.
What?
I didn't know there were meds, period, that were made for you to not get it on with a German Shepherd. What sort of medication is that?
So he's having, what, he's trying to reduce his testosterone, I guess?
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, he's taking pills for...
You watch all those drug commercials, right? And at the end of them, it's like side effects. Like, you know, they just read them through and it's like just a demonic list. I've never heard may not control dog sexual urges on any sort of. I want to know what meds he's on.
Mom and Dad, I made it through med school. Oh, what are you working on? It's the darndest thing. I'm working on a pill that keeps men from having sex with their dogs.
Yeah.
But we're not really doing very well with it. We've had some slip-ups. Yikes. The trials have not gone well.
No, it's an experimental medication. We had high hopes for it, but apparently Pee-wee. And by the way, don't get arrested for this when your nickname is Pee-wee. That's just all bad. No good. You're 18, young man. Your whole life's ahead of you. So this is a Hardin County resident called the sheriff's office on July 10th, and he told them that he, quote, just saw a man having sex with a German Shepherd. No.
Where is this again?
This is in Hardin County, Tennessee.
Okay, because Florida was my first guess. Florida. And my third.
Right in the Bible Belt, though, right? Just good God-fearing people down there. So he saw him having sex with a German Shepherd, so he called the police. The complaint said that the man identified as Montgomery, quote, Pee-wee Hayes, 18. And when they showed up, his pants were around his knees. He was having relations with the dog. I don't know what the response is. Like, if the movies have taught me anything, like, the bank response is, like, what, 3 minutes? Like, if someone's robbing a bank, right? Like, you've got 3 minutes till the cop showed up. I don't know how long it was when a neighbor calls and is like, hey, officer, you got to get over here because something weird's going down.
Pee-wee's medication isn't working again.
the meds aren't working. Pee-wee's, there's a German Shepherd. It's all bad. But the neighbor saw him doing this, called. When the cops showed up, he was still doing it.
Because is that something, would you call the cops if you saw this?
Yeah, I would. Yes.
Is that your first thought?
What would you
do? The police need to get involved in this.
What would you do?
I don't know, like,
hey, guy.
Call animal control?
Hey, guy, stop doing that to the dog.
Don't you? Yeah, maybe you hey, do guy. That. Maybe you holler out. Like, right, I guess it'd be the same thing, like, if I saw, like, every now and then, like, I'll be outside and my dog will be doing something, like, he shouldn't be doing. I'm like, hey! Hey! Or like you throw, like, I don't know, like you like squirt him with a water bottle. Like, no. Like, we just put in new.
Bad
in,
human.
Yeah, we put Bad. In new grass. And so I'm trying to teach the dogs to not pee on the grass. So if they go over there, yeah, you like, nope. You hit them with some rolled up newspaper.
So from your history of talking about what you let your dogs do on your old lawn, I don't think they're going to learn very easily what to do on your new lawn.
I'm working on it. New grass. I don't want them to wreck
it. The struggle is real.
So he was, the cops showed up and they took photographs. He was photographed by investigators. So he's still doing this. By the way, how, like, in the zone is he that he's not noticing the fact that people are watching, that the cops have rolled up and that they're now photographing him? He's in the zone, man. And here's the other thing. When he was photographed, there was large amounts of dog hair on his face and clothing.
Why did you add that part? You know what? It was an uncomfortable story anyway. And now I want to know what position they were in, because why is your dog hair on his face?
There's large amounts of dog hair on his face. That's right from it. Court documents say that Hayes told investigators that he was indeed having relations with the dog and he has been charged. How about that?
Part of me was hoping that we weren't going to get to the story today because I was very uncomfortable with just the way you were teasing it, and now I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just all bad. And by the way, like, when you look at the photos of now...
The photos of what?
No. Just
so I don't, like, want to look at the photos.
No, we're going to pass on that. You look at the photos.
No, like, he's got a Facebook page and he's on Instagram. Montgomery_Hayes, by the way. From Crump, Tennessee, if you wanna look at what this guy's got. But I'm not gonna say you would look at him and immediately think, German Shepherd, but if I did like a lineup of
I wouldn't look at anybody and think German Shepherd.
No.
Who looks at people and go, you know, what kind of dog would they have relations with? I don't think anybody does.
No. Well, maybe now we all will after hearing this story.
He looks like a poodle guy.
But if I showed you like an Instagram or Facebook lineup of like 10 people and I said, pick out Pee Wee Hayes here, I think you'd get it on the first or second guess.
I think there are actions of which just seeing those, you know, just knowing what the action is, you could see the person and it's a low enough bar that the person has to look off, right? Yeah. I mean, there's like having relations with a dog has to be one of them where you don't look at the guy and he's in a suit and well-dressed.
Just go ahead and take a look at old Pee-wee here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pee-wee. Yeah, I believe that Pee-wee would do that.
Yeah.
No question.
And here's the best part. So that was the Instagram. He took an Instagram selfie. And the caption
mid act?
No. It looks like he's on a school bus.
Ah.
And he's taking a selfie of himself. And under the caption, this is what he wrote.
Can't wait to go home to
Hey baby
Sparky
girls.
Later.
Hit me up if you want to talk about having sex. Yeah.
Ugh.
That's Montgomery Pee-wee Hayes. School bus selfie. Hey, baby girls, hit me up if you want to talk about having sex. Whatever meds Pee-wee's on, up the dosage. And I mean not by a little bit. Crank it up. Like 3-4 times. Yeah. Tennessee. All right, we come back a completely different segment. Thank heavens. John from Cooperstown wraps it up here on a Friday.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
All right, live from Cooperstown, my big dumb brother. What's going on, man?
What is up, Big Suit?
Just some hot German Shepherd talk, that's all.
You know, again, I try to turn on the radio station and listen to see what is being talked about, to see if there's anything I can add or bring into the conversation. And sometimes there's a man.
Yep.
And there's nothing I can add to that.
Well, you worked in animal control. I would thought you would have had something to add here. You were an animal control officer for a couple of years.
I will add this and only this. That during my time with animal control, I ran across at least one situation like this.
Mm-hmm. See, those meds aren't working. We got a fundraiser or something to raise some money for research. These meds aren't working.
Cancer research is very, very important.
Yes, but so is this.
Dog sex prevention medicine also needs a fun run at least.
A fun run.
Yeah, maybe that's a nice 5K, something like that. Yeah,
that's well played.
How's Cooperstown? Have you cried yet?
No, I have not cried, but I'll tell you, it's really cool. It's we were walking around downtown today, and again, it's a tiny little town. It's one street. They shut everything down, and you're just cruising down Main Street USA, and you turn to the right, and there's the freaking Baseball Hall of Fame. It's really cool. So far we've had a good day.
What has been the highlight? Because is the ceremony is tomorrow, right, with Edgar?
Ceremony is Sunday. So yeah, today was actually pretty slow. I guess it was. If you talk to the locals, a lot of people drive in for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So tomorrow is expected to be really, really busy, and then Sunday, they're saying with Mariana Rivera's influence from New York. They're saying it might be the biggest crowd they've ever had. So the weekend, it's about to get crazy, I think.
So what's the dumbest thing you've bought or will buy while you're there?
Oh, I've made a few souvenir purchases, but you got to pace yourself. It's only day one, Big Soup. I'm looking for something special for you. You got your eye on anything? What can I get you from Cooperstown?
What is the – because, like, there's different – like autograph signings, right? Like a bunch of guys are coming in. Right, like
it's really cool. There's probably 30 or 40 stores on Main Street, Cooperstown, and I'd say half of them, you just walk down the street and they have somebody sitting out front signing autographs, and you can go up and you know, Daryl Strawberry was in town today, so I went and got to talk to Daryl Strawberry, which was really cool. One of my favorite players from when I was a kid. Lou Piniella, we ran into Lou Piniella walking around, so that was kind of fun as a Mariner fan. And the great, I know you've had a run of the great Tommy Lasorda was out on Main Street today.
Really?
And so let me tell you, if you're, not to be insensitive, but if you're playing the celebrity death pool game, go heavy on Tommy Lasorda. He does not look good.
No, well, like the last time I saw him, right, I think he got busted with a hooker. And he looked to be about 500 pounds. And we tried having him on the program once, but he was incoherent. I'm not sure if he was drunk or on pills, but, like, we couldn't air the interview. And this was years ago.
Yeah, he does not look good. But he was out there selling autographs today and had a huge line. So a lot of Tommy Lasorda fans in Cooperstown today.
Now, did you get a Tommy Lasorda autograph?
No, I'm not. You know, I mean, Lasorda, I guess he's the oldest living Hall of Famer. So they were trumping that up. And I guess that's kind of cool. But, yeah, I did not go for Tommy Lasorda. I decided to spend my autograph money today on Daryl Strawberry and Kevin Mitchell from the 86 Mets.
Yeah. I didn't know, to be honest with you, that Tommy Lasorda was in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
No, he's a Hall of Fame. Did he play or is he Hall of Fame, like, manager?
No, he's not in as a manager, not as a player. I think he was a decent player, but he's in as a manager. But I guess as far as people that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, he's the oldest living one. At least that's what they were saying on the streets today.
He's 91 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, I did a Google image of Tommy Lasorda. Boy, you are right. It's not good.
No, like, he's struggling.
Well, and my guess is he doesn't even know that he's there. My guess is a grandson or a handler of some sort is just propping him up to make like $50 a pop. I can't imagine he has any idea of what's going on.
He looked kind of confused, so you might be right on that one.
All right. Now, over under on tears shed when Edgar goes into the Hall of Fame.
I'll probably get a little dusty. My friend and I got interviewed today by the local newspaper. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Why?
We got, I don't know, because we were walking around wearing Mariner stuff, and so they stopped us and said, hey, can we interview you guys? And we were just like, sure. So they asked us a couple of questions about Edgar, and, you know, I gave him a hammer quote, and he got all excited and said he was going to put it in the paper and took our picture, and off he left.
Yeah, you're going to cry, 100%.
I will probably tear up a little bit. Edgar's pretty special. What I told the guy was Griffey belonged to everybody. Griffey was the best player in baseball, the star. Mike Lynch talks, Griffey was his favorite player, and he lived in New Jersey. So Griffey belonged to everybody. Edgar was ours. Edgar belonged to Mariner fans. He never left. He stayed. It's a special thing for Mariner fans. That's why I'm here. And, I will, if I don't pass out from the heat, because I guess Sunday's supposed to be ridiculously hot and humid, if I don't pass out in the field, I'll probably cry a little bit.
Well, and just between you, me, and everyone else, John's a crier. John cries at everything. Like, if there's an over-under on whether John's going to cry, always take the over. Because
I'm usually crying because I'm disappointed in you, but you're right. Yeah. I'm crying a lot.
All right, well, enjoy Cooperstown. Congratulations on meeting Daryl Strawberry, and go Edgar Martinez.
Go ahead, Drew Martinez. See you guys.
All right, that'll do it for us. I don't know. We got probably ESPN Radio coming up next. Have a happy weekend. It's going to be great outside. Get outside. Enjoy the sunshine. Be safe. Thank you, Lynch. Thank you, Nemec. And the crew will be back, me, Lynch, Rob, Monday. See you guys at 3 o'clock.
You like that, there's nothing you can do but throw your hands up and go, dude, that's impressive. Certainly if you jerk it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.